Hey, welcome. It's the 38th parallel, number 12.
Did you forget what we were doing there for a second?
No, I wanted to act like people were thinking, hey, is this guy retarded? A little bit. I am a little retarded.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm like Mitch McConnell. I just freeze in the middle of what I'm saying.
Right. I was worried about you.
Yeah. What's my name again? Whatever. Well, who are you?
I'm Alan Mosley. I don't even know if you use your name.
Sometimes I do. My name is Shane, also known as Topitarian.
Shane, but spelled weird.
Yeah, it's spelled weird with a Y. It's spelled with a Y.
Yeah, there's no I in team, but there is in Shane, apparently.
Yeah.
We start calling you Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, yeah. I'll spell it like that. Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Speaking of Cheyenne, the WNBA draft happened. Your thoughts, Alan?
Well, you know, I saw everybody talking about, no surprise, big Caitlin Clark going number one overall to some team in that league. Right. And she's white, which shows you just how little skill there is in the WNBA. That some big white girl is number one overall.
I think the second woman also,
you don't know that you had it right the first time.
Yeah, that's true. I think the second person was also a white woman.
Really? I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, the girl from UConn.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is going on over there?
I don't know. But okay. So we were talking about this and we were kind of joking around, but do you know what team, without looking it up, do you know what team Caitlin Clark was drafted to?
What city is it?
It's not a city. It's the whole state. The whole state drafted her.
The whole state drafted her. Is it like the Tennessee Titans? Is
that wrong?
Okay. No, I'm saying it's like the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, yeah.
The state. There's only a handful of teams that go by the state versus a city.
Right.
Was it like Indiana or something?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you are correct.
Okay.
Indiana Fever. Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like something the state of Indiana would do, is draft some big hulking corn-fed white woman. That was a reasonable guess, and just happened to be right. Okay, all right.
All right, any more teams that you know from the WNBA?
The Sky.
From?
Chicago.
Okay. I'm some expert. I know all the teams.
The Liberty.
Obviously, which from,
I'm gonna assume, New York,
right?
Okay. Doesn't LA have a team that has colors very similar to the Lakers?
Pretty much, yeah. That's
okay.
Purple and yellow,
Spark.
Oh, Sparks. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, is that all of them, or is that only like half? I don't know.
I think there's. I don't even know how many teams there are. Maybe 12. I have no idea.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised there's that many. Because some of them have names that are like semi-related to the male counterpart or similar, you know. I was gonna say costumes instead of jerseys. Okay, jerseys. I'm sorry. I'm actually not trying to be discriminatory right now. It's just in my heart. It's just how I feel. I'm trying to like visualize in my mind's eye ESPN headlines because I don't actually know them. I would only know if I can see the words in my head. The Rockful Peaches, of course. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Minnesota does have a team, yeah.
Oh, they do have a team.
They do, yeah.
Shit, and it's not the Timberwolves or the Wild. So,
no,
damn it.
But it is cat related.
Lynx.
Oh, whoa. Oh my gosh. How did you?
Well, they're not going to be lions because they're women.
Son of a mother.
Lynx. Yeah, it sounds like a woman thing. Yeah, I don't know. I might could get some more off of clues like that, but I can't tell you anymore. I'm not sure.
Okay, so there is one team that doesn't have an NBA counterpart, the Connecticut Sun.
It's why? Which,
yeah, I don't understand why in Connecticut. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, maybe because UConn is so big in college. women's basketball. But I mean, so that there would be a lot of just women's basketball fans in the state.
I guess maybe. That. I didn't even think.
But other than that, why would Connecticut even have a professional sports team, period? And then, of course, I guess they still don't, but they kind of do.
Well, I guess New England Patriots sort of kind of maybe because it's New England, but obviously it's Boston.
Yeah.
And then there's Phoenix Mercury.
You're supposed to be giving me hints. I would have gotten that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I knew that they had a team, but I knew it wasn't the Suns or the Sun. Okay, I didn't know the Mercury part.
All right, I gave you those two. Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
Dallas. Right? Dallas Mavericks, right?
Yeah.
So what's Dallas's counterpart? And I guarantee you, 90% guarantee you won't get this. If you get this, then we're ending the stream right now. If you do get this, like
I'm ready to go to bed too. I got to get this.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. How many chances do you want before I tell you?
I mean, I have to have at least one little bitty hint, but it's not Texas. It's Dallas.
Dallas, right? Yeah.
Okay. And it's so it wouldn't.
Do you want
be
like a? Do you want like a? You want like a team name hint?
There's like the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Stars. Is it something Texas related or is it just some thing?
I don't know. Maybe
really loose,
but I mean, it is kind of woman related.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's woman related.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
I mean, did they name their team the tits? I mean, that's really weird. I gotta say, as far as branding goes, I could have done better, but
I'm trying to think of a better hint. Sorry, that was terrible. I mean, a lot of like fictional characters have them. Like when you think of like Cinderella, I think maybe. I know it's stupid. I'm sorry. I really can't think of a good hint. This is why I'm saying I'm confident you're not getting this.
It's woman related, not really related to Texas.
Yeah.
And fictional characters have it.
Yeah.
But it's a professional basketball team.
Yes.
So it's supposed to strike fear in the hearts of your opponents.
Okay. Here's another hint.
Okay.
It's also an NHL team. The name is also an NHL team.
Oh, that doesn't help because nobody watches hockey, for Christ's sake. Yeah. The Dallas, I mean, it wouldn't be like Rangers.
No.
Because I don't know why women fictional characters have Rangers. But
okay, maybe an easier, maybe something that will help be a little easier is Air.
Air? That's the hint?
Yeah. I'd be terrible at what's that game called where I'll have to give you a hint before you think of the word that I'm trying to have you say.
Yeah. What is that game? Now I can't even think of that game show. What is that game show? It's not like five questions or something like that.
No. Not like the $20,000 pyramid or something. I can't remember what it is.
I don't know why I thought of this, but isn't there a team called the Dream?
I think there is, yeah.
Okay, that's not what we're trying to think of right now.
Yeah,
There is a team called the Dream. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Was this a sitcom in the 90s? Is it Wings?
Oh God! Show's over.
All right. Anyway, so Shane, where can people go to find more about you? And
what the fuck? Oh my gosh!
I'm in my mind. I'm seeing the WNBA scores on the front page and thinking to myself, I don't want to see WNBA.
Yeah,
that's how my brain works, ladies and gentlemen.
How did you? So seriously, how did you even think of Wings? Dallas. Okay, so first of all, does Dallas Wings make sense to you?
So no, but I thought of Red Wings.
Right.
Yeah. I thought of the Detroit Red Wings.
Right.
Yeah. And then Wings made sense to me. But for some reason, I thought it was the Wing, not Wings. But then there was a show called Wings.
Yep.
And there's the Red Wings.
Yep.
And it's the Dallas Wings. And that has nothing to do with Texas or anything.
Yeah.
It just it doesn't have to do with anything.
And I said it was woman related because, you know, like the pads, you know, they have wings, right? When you put the pad, you know, like when your lady friend puts a, you know, when she gets her period, she has to put a thing down. It has like wings, you know.
No, I don't know.
I said it was woman related.
Who says that to a male person and says, you know this, you know what I'm saying? You know? No, I don't.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I would be terrible if you and I were partnered to play that game. And I was like, okay, so here's a hint. Mm-hmm. And you're like, can we switch teams? Like, this guy's he sucks.
Because for some reason, all I could think of was like Minnesota Wild.
Yeah.
And then I thought Boston Bruins. And I kept on thinking, none of this has to do with women. But Wings doesn't have anything to do with women either. You're just a liar. So I just told you.
No,
yeah, 100%, no, you're actively sabotaging me in the game.
Yeah. Because I didn't want you to get it. That's why I was trying to make it hard on you.
All right. Are there any more teams other than the ones we've said and the Wings and the Dream?
Yeah, there is.
Well, I don't know anymore. It would have to just be a stroke of like blind luck.
I can look it up. I'm pretty sure there's a Seattle team. Pretty sure. There is a Seattle team, yes. I mean, we can keep playing the game or we can just like, you know, move on. You know, I can tell you all the teams, but I have to look it up because I don't know all the teams, like I said. So
how many teams are there? Just period.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up. 3, 6, 9, 12.
There's 12 teams.
Hey, I was right. Holy shit. I was correct. Wow. Yep, 6 in each. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Okay, so do you want to know all the teams? Like, are you?
No, I don't care to know the teams. All right, it's fun to guess them because I'm just trying to think what would I name my team if I knew that the franchise was going to fold in 3 years.
So
answer Wings.
Okay, so we've said. I think there's two more that you have not mentioned. Because you said so Dream.
You said Connecticut. I don't remember what they were. I've already forgotten, but I knew that they were from Connecticut. Yeah. The Dream, the Sky,
yep.
The Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the Wings.
Yeah. And then I mentioned the Phoenix Mercury and
the Lynx.
The Lynx, yeah.
The Sparks.
Yep. Okay, so there's two more. One's in Washington. It's Washington.
Like Washington State?
Yes. DC? No, DC.
Oh. Is this team in Washington State? Yes. No, sorry. It was DC.
I don't know. I had to look it up.
Okay, so it's Washington as in DC.
Yeah. And I would say, again, I'm a terrible at giving you clues, so don't take anything that I'm saying with a grain of salt. But I think this name is more synonymous with New Orleans than DC. And it's kind of similar and related to like an NBA team. So there's an NBA team that has, I guess they're kind of similar. The names are kind of similar. Like their meanings are similar, I think, maybe.
That doesn't narrow it down at all.
Okay.
This word is a lot like another word.
It's okay. It's a Southeastern team. I don't want to like completely narrow it down because I wanted to like actually have you figure it out.
Hawks.
No. More South.
Miami Heat.
Warmer.
Orlando Magic.
Bingo.
So they're like the Orlando Magic. Mystics.
Perfect. There you go.
Okay. All right.
There you go. There you go.
So that's all of them then, right?
Yep, there's one more.
Oh, okay. All right.
After this nightmare will be over. All right. So this one's in Las Vegas. And this one's definitely synonymous with Vegas. So this one, like, 100% makes sense.
Okay.
I probably don't even really have to give any clues. It's just think of Vegas and gambling, and you probably get it.
Like, lucky. Gambling.
Yeah.
Prostitution. Is it like, so it's very much to do with Vegas. Yeah. So yeah. It's something to do with gambling.
Right.
Like roulette.
Maybe not roulette, but it's like, gambling.
Like jokers.
Oh.
Well, it wouldn't be the Queens. That'd be the gayest WNBA name.
Yeah, ever. That would be pretty bad because then people call them queers. And yeah.
Oh, no one would ever do that. Well, there can't be the Kings, obviously, like Sacramento, because that'd be really weird.
Yeah. Super, yeah. But you're getting pretty close.
Okay, so it's something to do with cards.
Yeah.
But it's not cards. Aces.
Boom. There we go.
Las Vegas Aces. Okay.
Nightmare over.
And that's the whole league. All right.
That's the whole thing. Yep.
Jesus. All right, who won the WNBA championship most recently? I have no idea.
I don't remember. Who won in the NBA?
I don't. Well, no, didn't the Denver Nuggets? Because didn't
Jokic? Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that's another league being dominated by big white people.
Yeah,
what is going on here?
I don't know.
The black people tried to take over golf, so we took over the NBA.
Yeah, one person. Tiger Woods.
We.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he wouldn't call himself. I mean, he's not really white, though, because he's Serbian or like whatever. He's not like white. He's not a white American, but whatever. It's fine. We count those.
He's pretty white when you look at compared to like.
Well, his color.
Jimmy Butler.
Pretty white compared to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, sorry about that, folks. That was a nightmare trying to list off NBA teams and me giving off terrible clues.
This word's like another word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The magic. I mean, the magic is like mystics, but.
Yeah. Well, I've seen mystics somewhere. I couldn't tell you what city they're from.
Maybe I should have said like it was like an old a name of like an old school rapper from like the early 2000s, Mystical.
That wouldn't help me.
Right. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Do I look like somebody who listens to.
Well, do you listen to country? I mean, you live near, live near that area, right?
So I don't. I actually don't associate with anyone that listens to country, to be honest with you. And I am from here. I don't. Nobody listens to country. That's fake. That's a conspiracy. That's not real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's the same thing as I had this conversation with Tom Woods, of all people, recently. He said that they're going to be going to Nashville. He's doing like this mystery dinner.
Oh, yeah. Thing, yeah.
And they were planning on doing one in Nashville. And nice. He said, you should come be a part of our mystery dinner thing in Nashville, but each city has a theme. They have a theme for the night.
He said country music.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
he didn't
okay.
At all.
Okay.
I said to him, I'll be there, but for the love of God, do not make the theme honky tonk. If it is, I'm not coming. And so he agreed. That actually was he threw up in his mouth a little.
Well, I mean, he doesn't like that kind of music either. He's more of a
no. I mean, I know he doesn't, but I'm just saying. Like, but that's the thing, though, is that so tourists who come here and go down to Broadway in Nashville, they're like, oh, I'm gonna go to the honky tonks. Okay, nobody does that. You're the only one doing that. The people from out of
that's
town.
That's the whole point, though, of that whole thing. That's the whole point of that being there, so tourists can come over and country music. Whoa, Hank Williams, cool.
Yeah, but that's not honky tonk, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, what do I know? What do I know? Do I look like I listen to country music?
Apparently a lot about the WNBA, but not.
Yeah, I know more about the WNBA than country music, which must mean, you know what that means. I'll leave that to interpretation.
I mean,
yeah, but I guess we can move on from that nightmare to another nightmare.
This show's one third over, folks.
Yeah, one. Going to talk one third over. So this big breaking news happened where another person decided to light themselves on fire, and yeah, but this time this person. So this guy actually wrote a Substack. He had a Substack, and he wrote a Substack before it happened. He said, "The title was 'I have set myself on fire outside the Trump trial.'" So he wrote this. I'm assuming he wrote all of this, and then a few minutes later, he just drenched himself with gasoline and went ablaze.
Did he say why?
Okay, so when you read this, maybe I'll share this because it's. I mean, I don't even know. He really hates Peter Thiel. Like, he really hates this guy. I mean, I don't know. So last March, a billionaire named Peter Thiel started a bank run on Silicon Valley Bank. I knew enough about Thiel that I found this incredibly suspicious. My hunch was that this was intentional, though I couldn't fathom why. I began investigating online and quickly found cryptocurrency's fingerprints all over it. The bank run occurred just days after Silvergate Bank, which catered almost exclusively to crypto companies, collapsed. Meanwhile, several crypto cheerleaders were all over financial media warning of a regional banking crisis, and nobody in media was addressing the clear crypto connections. I dug deep into the financials of Thiel's venture capital firm, Founders Fund, and eventually uncovered the following, all proven many times over. You ready for this, folks? Cryptocurrency. And for anyone who has crypto, meaning a lot of money into it, I'm sorry to tell you, but apparently cryptocurrency is our first planetary multi-trillion dollar Ponzi scheme. You've all been had. Alan, your thoughts?
I feel like my question hasn't been answered yet of why he set himself on fire. I don't care about any of that stuff on my screen. Why did he set himself on fire?
I'm telling you, this whole thing, he hates cryptocurrency. He wants to tell people why cryptocurrency is bad.
Well, it's hard to do that when you're dead.
Well, that is true. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. So what you're saying is there is no reason.
Okay. No. He said this extreme act of protest is to draw attention to an urgent and important discovery. We are victims of a totalitarian con, and our own government, along with many of their allies, is about to hit us with an apocalyptic fascist world coup.
Well, yeah, that's. Yeah, but like we already knew that part. Like people in power will do absolutely anything they can get away with.
Why did he do this? This guy obviously had freaking mental problems. Like, why? Okay. Oh, I'm going to tell everyone. There's some totalitarian going on the world today. Oh, really? Who? Most of the people in America and around the world know that. So why did you decide in the middle of fucking New York City to go, hey, guess what? I'm going to just sit there and hand out flyers and all stuff. And then I'm going to drench myself with gasoline, light myself on fire. And then what? Like, if you had an actual the last time this happened, that one guy who did it, that military guy, he had a reason. He didn't like what was going on with Israel, Palestine, and all that. Fine. Still retarded why you would light yourself on fire. Like, that was still stupid. This guy goes, there's a totalitarian coup going on. Wow, that's super fucking vague. Like, you couldn't have gotten even more detail.
Yeah, this is –
Sorry, go ahead.
People got all butthurt about that last guy that did it when people like me were saying, like, look, I don't care if you agree with his political opinion or not. If you are mentally unwell, if you light yourself on fire, period, yeah. Full stop. Don't even care what's going on. In fact, being an intellectual, I would go a step further and say that if you've already predetermined, like you're heading out to the Trump trial, I guess he just figured there'd be lots of cameras there. I don't know. But if you've decided in your mind, I'm going to kill myself today in order to get attention about this terrible thing. And the terrible thing is some international crisis or some fascistic coup attempt by the world order. If you've already decided your life is worthless, why don't you try to kill as many of the bad guys as you can? And you'll die in the attempt. But hey, at least you put a dent in the numbers or something. Like, why? What is lighting yourself on fire accomplish? Absolutely nothing at all. You know, I'm so glad, by the way, that you mentioned that previous guy. I've already forgotten his name, which is kind of the point I'm going with this. No one remembers that shit. He's totally out of the consciousness of like the 24-hour news cycle. It's come and gone. No one remembers that guy. There was what he did. There was the initial shock. Then there was the pro people getting on board and saying, oh, what a brave thing he did. And then there was the other people getting on board and saying, oh, what an idiot. You know, I'm glad he offed himself. And then they snipped at each other for like 3 days and it's gone. And it's like he never existed. And that's what's going to happen to this guy. It's hell. This guy won't even make it a day or two. No one's going to remember anything about this.
Yeah. I'm reading more. I didn't want to share it because, like you said, who cares? But I just wanted to show that this was an actual thing. But anyway, so he also said that climate change will kill us all. I mean, obviously, COVID. COVID will kill us all. Okay. Vaccines will kill us all, and AI will kill us all. So,
well,
this guy's going all over the place.
None of those things will kill him.
Like, can you imagine he gets COVID? Oh shit, I'm dying. And then they give him the vaccine. Oh, I'm double dead. Which I guess kind of true, right? Some people actually did die from anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. Like, it's the same to me, it's the same kind of energy of, you know, how there's people who will like they'll decide that, you know, they want to commit suicide. So they'll, you know, essentially they'll drunk drive. Like they'll get wasted and they'll go 100 miles an hour down the interstate, but they wind up wrecking, which puts other people in danger. It's like, why couldn't you just stay home and blow your brains out? Why did you have to go out around other people and do that? But in this particular instance, like, these people don't typically write letters where they explicitly say, I'm going to kill myself. They'll say, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to set myself on fire. Now, obviously, if you pour gasoline on yourself and light yourself on fire, you're probably going to die. And if you do die, that is going to go down in the medical records as, oh, that's a suicide. You killed yourself. So even though they might not use that wording, that's what you did. And my reaction is always exactly the same for every one of these, is that if you had such a low personal self-worth that you felt like your life was meaningless, and also, by the way, that extends to your friends and loved ones, assuming you had any friends and loved ones, like you have such little opinion of them and their value of you and their love and consideration that you're like, no, none of that matters. Cause this cause I'm about that, this cult I'm in, that matters more. Is that, again, why didn't you just, I don't know. Like, I don't want to get deplatformed by naming names. I'm just saying you can go to Congress and get a lot of the people that you think are in charge of this conspiracy that you're so worried about. Like, every day I log on to Twitter, I see in the explore section all these names of these different politicians that are up to no good. I'm just saying, if you already decided you weren't going to go back home alive this afternoon, you could have.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was outside where Trump was having his trial. I mean, if you really hated Trump, because apparently he hated Trump and Biden, apparently he hated Trump more because he did outside the trial of where Donald Trump was at. Maybe he could have done it inside the building if he really wanted to have an impact. I mean, imagine what that would have done if he had blown himself up inside that building.
Well, like everybody's talking about Mike Johnson, the GOP speaker, who's apparently a Democrat now. Like, why light yourself on fire when you can light him on fire?
Yeah, that guy sucks.
So I don't know. Like, I know that there's the more pacifist and just morally, you know, up on a pedestal, people would be like, oh, well, that's a terrible thing you said, Alan, because we don't condone violence. Okay, so first of all, I do. And second of all, I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about this guy who is mentally unstable, who's already decided he's going to do this crazy thing. But what did, like, even in the in your wildest imagination, let's say everything in his manifesto is 100% correct, and he's got all the receipts, and it's totally going to spread like wildfire. I still think you could have tried to, like, kill George Soros or something. I'm just saying.
Spread like wildfire.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good one.
Spread like, I don't know, like napalm. But anyway. Yeah,
like we're not even saying what he was talking about is completely wrong or anything like that. I'm sure there's some truth in there. I don't know what the percentage would be. But I know, I mean, you and I are people who are like, oh, everything he's saying, this guy is retarded. What is he talking about? Stupid. The government's doing what? Yeah, right. Like, we're both even joking at the fact that, yeah, we get it. Like, we know what you're talking about. So it's like, you just did it for no reason. I mean, if anything, too, you're going to make people who believe in that kind of stuff like, oh, this guy's a freaking whack job, because he might light himself on fire. The next person, he might light himself on fire, right?
Yes. Well, it's, yeah, but again, you know, above all of that is no one is going to be talking about this guy literally by Monday morning. We're going to be on the next news cycle. No one's going to remember this guy.
Yeah.
At best, people will remember, oh, hey, there was a couple of people. There was a couple of people that lit themselves on fire. Wasn't there more than one? Yeah, I think so. I wonder if they were related. That's it. Well, that's about as far as people are going to think.
Yeah, and apparently there was one like before the last one before this one. There was one even before that, and I didn't even know that until I heard on someone mentioned it on a podcast. Like, I was like, wait, what? So I looked it up. I was like, oh yeah, that actually happened like last year. But I had no fucking clue. So apparently that guy did it for nothing because I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
But speaking of someone doing something, but getting real close to actually doing it. And I think we talked about this. I don't know if it was the last episode or your episode, whenever. But I had mentioned that there should be like another like Virginia Tech, because we're talking about Asians, something Asian related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so there's this person in, I think it's in DC. He was arrested. Oh, excuse me. She was arrested for planning shooting, said he wanted to be famous. He wanted to be famous because he wanted to do a shooting. And this person's name is Andrea, whatever. And, you know, but he has a preferred name of Alex. So, you know, say my name right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an Asian. Okay. So, yeah, I guess
I'm still confused about whether or not it's a man or a woman by that description.
Yeah. They're confused too because they have their real name is such and such, but their actual they want to be known as Alex.
So they're a woman and they wish they were a man.
Right.
And they want to be famous, and the way to be famous is to shoot a bunch of people.
Yeah, they wanted to he had I don't even fucking know. This person had plans to commit a school shooting.
Okay.
But they were intercepted.
Okay. Well, so first of all, that's weird because normally they just let the school shootings happen so that they can pass gun control. It's kind of like out of this world that law enforcement would be like, wait a minute, we should stop this one, you guys.
Yeah,
That's pretty amazing.
It's an Asian person. I mean, they're still high up on the pedestal of people we should make, you know, that we don't like, but it's not white. So we need because if it was a black person, oh, we can't have a black person do this. Hell no.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but then also it's like, okay, so you're if you're ex- if your explicit reason for doing it is you want to be famous. Look, I'm just saying that, like, there's been a bunch of people who have done school shootings, and we already don't remember any of them except for, like, you know what's crazy? I don't know why this just popped in my head, but people remember Columbine more than they remember, like, school shootings that have happened in the last year. Yeah. Like I still remember, like, Klebold and Dylan and whatever and Columbine and right. And that happened when I was a kid. And I still remember more of the details of that, I guess, because it was more, like, shocking and new, which mm-hmm. is a weird way of thinking about it than since then. But look, all I'm saying is that if you're wanting to do something in order to be famous, school shooting means you're going to be famous for like 2 weeks and then no one will ever remember you ever again. But eating the Mona Lisa, that's eternity. You are immortalized. Oh. So
nice.
Just putting that out there.
This person apparently wrote a 129 page manifesto.
Jesus Christ.
Bitch, I'm not reading all that.
You know, these are the kind of people who, like, complained when they had to write like an 8-page essay for school, but they'll write a 199 page manifesto about how they wish they had a dick. Right. Jesus.
Yeah, so like I was saying, they talked about committing the act and strategized how they were going to carry it. And they also wrote about targeting an elementary school and said he wanted to be famous. Well, I mean, you're going to be famous for 15 minutes, and then after this, no one's going to give a fuck. So
okay, but it is a woman, right? It's a woman who wishes she was a man. I just want to verify that that's correct.
Okay, this is the headline.
Okay.
High school student arrested for planning shooting said he.
I don't care what the headline says. Is it a woman who pretends to be a man? I'm just trying to make sure that I have this information correct before I say the next thing I'm going to say.
Police say Andrea Yay, he, whose preferred name is Alex. So, he has been taking lessons through the virtual program. So yeah, in the article it says he, so I'm assuming it was a man.
I think you shouldn't be assuming that, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it just be Andrea?
Well, yeah, you think Andrea is a girl name, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
This whole thing is so stupid. It's just, you're a girl.
I'm just trying to figure out if it's a man or a woman, all right? I can't continue.
The fact that we can't even get this. I'm just looking at the article. I have no fucking, it's not telling me exactly. It just says that he. But then they say their name is Andrea, so you think it's a girl. So confusing. The confusing times you're living in, Alan. So many confusing things going on.
Why is this so hard? Okay. Transgender teen arrested. Okay. Okay. Like, this is the first one I've seen that actually has that word in it.
Huh. Now I'm looking at a Fox affiliate, so I'm...
Yeah. Now, this one right here, this is National Review, and National Review says Andrea Yee of Rockville, Maryland, who goes by the name Alex, detailing her desire to attack an elementary school, writing that she wants to be famous. So is it actually a man who wants to be a woman or a woman? I still don't know. Someone help, please.
This is how they're going to be remembered, not their stupid manifesto, but the fact that we couldn't get their pronouns right or what fucking gender they are.
Well, the only reason I was even bringing this up was because the Covenant school shooting, which was right up the road from where I am here in Middle Tennessee, that was a girl who wished it was a dude who fucked around and found out. And all of this was so that I could make a joke about how we got to rein women in. But I can't make the joke because I don't know what this thing is.
What this thing is.
Please. Please.
Oh,
I just,
God.
Does anybody know, anyone who's watching right now? Because so National Review says her throughout the article.
And then the one I have, it says he.
So we're no better off then.
No.
We're
wow.
So I think that it's a girl who wants to be a guy.
Okay. Okay. Well, their haircut would also suggest that, because their hair is quite very short.
I've looked at like six links during I can't confirm.
Oh my God.
The information. This is amazing. You know what's, you know, part of it is that like that's a dude, right? Like that's not a girl. Like I don't care about just the short hair. That's a dude though, right? Like you saw the picture.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, these people are saying he. But like none of the art, because you know how they'll usually do, like usually the articles will say is a biological X.
Yeah.
Whatever. None of them actually say that. I'm starting to think they don't know for certain.
I mean, you're probably right.
All right, let's check the New York Post. They're usually like pretty the New York explicit. Post,
yeah, they usually don't have any, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't care. All right. So they do use the transgender word. So this says Alex Yee of Rockville, whose legal name is Andrea. So that would seem to suggest that's a girl, because that there's no way that that's a boy's name. No one names their son Andrea or Andrea. I think it's Andrea, but no one names their son Andrea. So that's a girl, but it looks like a boy. And I don't just mean like but like that looks like a boy.
The witness believed Yi, who is biologically female but identifies as male, was prepared to, there you go. Jeez, took freaking eight. How many articles did you look up? Fucking 1,000.
Well, I mean, like, okay, Fox, National Review, a handful of affiliates, NBC, and finally New York Post, who actually has that part in it.
Wow.
All right. So it is a girl who wants to be a boy. Okay. Thank you. Something, something, something. We got to rein women in. Something, something. Laugh react. Okay.
All right.
Finally, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Now the show's three quarters over.
That was a long, long, long setup.
What? Well, it's really weird that it took that long to find out with us genuinely wanting to know. I'm just serious. Right. I'm like, hey, can you give me this information? No, I cannot. Jesus.
Should have done better research on that. Maybe I should just look at the Post every time I have an article. Just the New York Post. Probably have information more than likely.
Yeah, and you know, they're not perfect either, but they were the ones that got temporarily banned from Twitter, remember, during the whole Biden
Hunter
laptop thing. So that, at a bare minimum, that will always be a feather in their cap that, oh, look how the media establishment who isn't us turned on us because of a story that we actually were 100% correct on, you know?
Yeah. So I do have another, the last thing that I wanted to mention to you. It is a couple weeks, but I just thought it was funny enough to mention it. But this person is a woman. There's no denying that.
Okay.
So just letting you know, like no need to all look it up.
Okay.
So the headline, the headline is woman facing 7 years in Nigerian jail for writing an online review of tomato puree. Says she was forced to squat in flooded prison cell after she was held by cops as she describes horror ordeal. because she wrote a bad review of some tomato puree. So it kind of reminds you of those people who, you know, when you get a Yelp review and they go, yeah, the service was pretty good. Like, you know, this Amanda, that was her name. She was really good. But the hash browns were a little too burnt. 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
Really? 1 star? Because your fucking hash browns were a tiny bit burnt? Go fuck yourself.
I feel like you're leaving out some critical information. Because, like, I mean, like, is she from San Francisco and she woke up in a Nigerian prison? Like, is that what you're saying? Or
a pregnant Nigerian businesswoman.
Okay, so she's Nigerian. So that's why she's in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And now she faces prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's based in Lagos, the country's largest city, is being criminally prosecuted and sued in a civil court after she made negative comments about a product made by Nigerian food maker Oresco Foods. She called on her 18,000 Facebook followers to share their thoughts about Oresco's Nagiko tomato mix after sharing a picture of an open can of the product and saying it was too sweet. That's crazy. Like the fact that
What is she being charged with?
Okay, so let's see.
Is this going to be the part where you get to the bottom of the article and it says, but she stabbed someone? Like, again.
No, she's not. It's not that kind of. So she was charged with conspiring with two other individuals with, quote, the intention of instigating people against Oresco Foods Limited, unquote, and may have to go to prison for up to 7 years. She was also charged with instigating Oresco Foods Limited, knowing the said information to be false. So the company's like, no, our tomato puree isn't too sweet. Are you crazy? Go to jail. A crime that could end with her going to prison for 3 years, having to pay a fine of 7 million naira or 3,950 pounds.
Yeah, I was about to say, or $12.50. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just pay the fine, bitch. Just move on with your life. Oh, jeez.
So what you're telling me is that they're not big on that whole free speech thing in Nigeria. Who would have thunk it?
Well, you know, company, they don't want that bad publicity around. And so, you know, well, we got to let people know what we feel. And got to send this cunt in prison because she was bad-mouthing our product.
Okay, so which one of these two is the more accurate descriptor of Nigeria? They're anti-free speech, or it's actually like a corporatocracy hellscape where where the corporations and rampant capitalism have taken over the government? Because that sounds pretty badass to me. But
yeah, you know, but it's like, I mean, this is probably like an extreme case, but just imagine, like I was saying before, like with a Yelp review. Like someone saying that, oh man, you know, my eggs weren't, I want my eggs runny, but it was cooked. The yolk was cooked. I don't like when my egg yolks are cooked. 1 star. Mm-hmm. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to sue your ass for shit mouthing our eggs, you motherfucker. And then that, it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, businesses, if people do shit talk on businesses, especially like restaurants, because, oh, I had to wait an extra 10 minutes for my food. Oh, boo-hoo. Just move on to your next meal. Who cares? Like, who gives a fuck? So just move on, you know? But, hey.
You have some really strong opinions about this particular topic. Is there something you wanted to get off your chest here about this, or?
Yeah, I'm a former business owner. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, like you owned a deli and got a negative review, and
wow. But I mean, it kind of makes you like wonder. So anybody can have an opinion. Okay, that's fine. But if say you just put it online that hey, you know, someone gives Burger King a 1 star. What's that going to do to Burger King? It's still going to be there. Burger King is probably still going to be around for another 20, 25 years unless something crazy happens to their business.
Well, I'll end on this little anecdote that's related to this. So I recently, as in like this morning, was actually looking at Google reviews for a restaurant here in town. And as I was looking at them, I thought it was interesting. And usually, by the way, what I'm doing when I'm looking at Google reviews is I'm trying to see like the most like sort by most recent. Cause like, you know how it can go either way. A restaurant can be awesome and then it gets terrible new management and now it sucks, or vice versa.
Right.
And so I was looking for more recent reviews, but the thing is that first of all, the whole 5-star review thing is really tricky because a lot of people just, in their mind, they want to see something as basically 5 stars or close to it. If it's less than 5 stars, it's bad. Like, they don't think 1 star is bad, 5 star is perfect, 4 is really good, 3 is meh, 2 is bad, 1's terrible. They think 5 is good, 4, 3, 2, and 1 are awful. That's I'm sorry, that's just how a lot of people think.
Right.
And so, because a lot of people know that a lot of other people think that way, including maybe themselves, if they like a place, even if a place is just okay, they'll just give it 5 stars. Cause it's kind of like, well, that's the nice thing to do, is that, oh, well, if you liked that place, even if you have maybe some gripes or whatever, it's like, yeah, but overall I liked it. So 5 stars.
So it's like Uber. It's like when you have an Uber, you just give it a 5-star. Yeah.
So the 5-star system, yeah, we're not talking about restaurants, but the 5-star system doesn't work. And it's because that's the way people's brains work. And so you then feel compelled to give people 5 stars if you like them at all for any reason. So if you're genuinely looking for reviews, like you're somebody who's looking at restaurants or whatever, like in my case, I was looking at restaurants to take a big group of people on a Friday night. When I say big group, I'm talking like 40, 50 people. And I was like, well, there's this one suggestion that's been made. Let me look into this place. Well, the reviews are pretty good overall, but I noticed that there has been some different reviews based on what time period you're looking at. Yeah. But then I'm sitting here looking at the reviews and I'm thinking this in my head of, well, you know, a lot of people are giving it 5 stars, but I've been to this place, by the way. Like I have my own opinion. I'm just curious. Maybe it's changed. I haven't been there. I don't go there all the time. And I'm like, oh, this isn't a 5-star place. Like, if I'm being honest, it's probably only like a 2.5 to 3 stars. Three stars if I'm being nice, which is it's just a place. I might go down to 2.5 to say I could go to other places just like it that also serve its cuisine and are better. But if I'm nice, we'll just say 3 out of 5, right in the middle. But it's got a ton of 5-star reviews. And so now I'm judging the 5-star review people, thinking you don't know jack fucking shit. Like, it's a pizza place and the pizza's mid. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I'm not a big drinker, and I know they have like a bar, it's like half sports bar, half pizzeria. So that wouldn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
And I know they have like typical bar food and appetizers and stuff. I like that. Okay. But that's not really what I'm going there for. Their pizza's mid. Not that great. So I'm like, okay, it doesn't deserve 5 stars. Even if you love the atmosphere and the ownership and the management and the bar and all that, it can't get 5 stars because its main thing is not very good. Like, dude, Papa John's is better than their pizza. And I'm dead serious. Papa John's is better than their pizza. So if a big like national chain can just crap out better pizza than yours, you're not a good local pizza place. Not even close. So so now I'm disregarding the 5 stars, but you're right. You make a good point. I'm also disregarding the 1 stars because you've got 1 stars who are like, we saw this one waitress who was wearing a Dallas Cowboys jersey, and I hate the Cowboys. 1 star. And you're like, okay, dude. That you give me no information about the restaurant. Yeah. Just kill yourself. Exactly. Okay, so I'm disregarding all the ones. I'm disregarding the fives. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't get through a day without telling people. So I'm looking at, basically, I'm looking for the center, and I'm seeing what are people's honest to God opinions. Like, this is the kind of shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll kill myself too. It's fine. But so I'm looking.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing. It's just funny.
I know. So. I'm trying to see, is there anybody that have genuine reviews of, we had this and it was or we had this and oh, it was really good, or it used to be like this and now it's like this. And in general, people seem to say that it used to be really good, but it's not as good. I saw a bunch of people say that the people are nice, and that is important. I'd like to go places where the people are nice. I want good people to succeed. Yeah. So if
good
I see
customer
people,
service,
So I'm like, good for them that they're nice people. Everybody said they're nice people. Everybody. But a lot of people said that their main cuisine is.
Yeah.
So my takeaway from all of this that I've just said is I'm kind of leaning towards a no on taking the group there Friday night.
Okay.
But it's at least on the table as an option if we can't find anything better. But what I'm saying is, like, there was that South Park episode where, like, everybody was a Yelp reviewer and they all consider themselves to be, like, these posh,
right,
you know, chefs or whatever, critics. And it's like people, the people who think that way are not any good. I just wanted to see the people who were like, oh, we were passing through. We were from out of town visiting our in-laws and we stopped in here and it was great. And this is what we had. And it was really good. And I'm looking to see, oh, that was in the last 60 days. So it's probably still like that, you know. Jesus Christ. You know, at the end of the day, all this just equates to people are retarded. That's what I could have just said, people are retarded. And you could say, okay. And you would have already known this whole story. We wouldn't even have to tell it.
But then I wouldn't have heard you say, you know, just kill yourself because you gave a one-star review because, you know.
Well, like, okay, no. Like, I have given a one-star review before. I have done that. And it wasn't just because, the corner of my hash brown was a little charred. No. I did not do that. That wasn't me. I gave a one-star review because they were just absolute dog shit. Like, I've been to a place where, you know, and like, same thing, like, I won't give somebody a really low review if I think the prices are high, because prices are kind of like a look. You can look up somebody's prices. And if it's too expensive for you, don't go there.
Yeah.
But were their prices high for the value? The value was low. For what you got, the prices were high. I could have gotten more at a different place that was also better. So it wasn't even like you got less, but it was good. No, it was worse and you got less. The service was bad. Like, you know, like, I got seated and then I ordered, and then they forgot about my order, and then I had to order again, and then they brought it, and on the second attempt, it was wrong, and then they had to do it again, and I never got a refill of my drink for the whole hour that I was waiting for my order to be remade a third time. That's one star right there. Yeah, that's like, if it's the greatest food you ever ate, you'd probably still kind of give it a kind of bad score, because you'd be like, hey guys, these people aren't really on point, you know. Like, maybe the food's good, but the people suck. And vice versa, if the people were super gracious and nice, but you just didn't like the restaurant, I wouldn't give it a one. I'd probably just be like, you know, it's not really my cup of tea, but the people were really nice. I'd probably just, you know, give it a three. But again, but that's really more my point than anything, is that you know that people don't actually give accurate reviews. Because since people think that everything below five equals bad, that also means a bunch of people give fives that aren't deserved. So because in reality, if people actually used the system correctly, that would mean if you looked up a restaurant's average and it was like 4.6, you'd be like, oh my God, this is the greatest restaurant. like seriously, if you're averaging 4 point anything, you're a God restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, but you know, that's not true though. Because I could go on fucking DoorDash in Columbia, Tennessee right now, and McDonald's will be 4.3. So I'm sorry, no, fucking kill yourself.
Oh man, they're Big Mac.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's ridiculous. I'm serious. I'm not. Look, I'm gonna do it right now. Here, you. I'm gonna do it right now, so I can tell you the kind of just fucking horseshit reviews that people get. Basically, any national chain shouldn't be 4 point anything.
Well, basically what we're saying is, if you really hated the restaurant, just light yourself on fire. There you go. Light yourself on fire in the restaurant to prove a point.
Dude, they want a 6-digit code for me. God damn it, man. Now they're getting a 1-star review. Because
oh my gosh. I had to put digit code in. 1-star.
Now Shane hates me because I'm that guy. Yeah. Food was great. Got here on time. Needed a code. 1 star. Yeah.
Right.
Dude, yeah. McDonald's is 4.3. Is McDonald's just a simple yes or no? Is McDonald's a 4.3 out of 5 restaurant in your opinion?
No.
No, no, no. It's like 1.2. It might be 0.8 or something like that. I'm sorry. Like a, you know, kind of a
crazy. Somehow you go to a McDonald's and the Big Mac there for some reason just tasted amazing. But even then, you only give it a 5. You'd be like, 3 maybe. It was pretty good. But fucking 5? No, fuck that.
I'm only going dude. Burger King is 4.4 out of 5 stars. Are you shitting me? Burger King going?
Jeez.
Okay. All right. I'm going to scroll through a few of these because I actually told it to sort by only restaurants that are over 4 stars. Because again, if these people think that those restaurants are over 4, then that means that, dude, if you're under 4, you must be literally raccoons in a dumpster. Like, literally.
Business is done. Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna read a few of these that personally trigger me. Okay, Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay. Dude, Buffalo guys, listen. If you can hear my voice, I want you to understand this. This is really important. Buffalo Wild Wings is trash. It's fast food wings that are super overpriced and incredibly mid. The only reason you go there is because you're like gonna watch the UFC fights or something, and you don't feel like. You'd rather get Buffalo Wild Wings than get pay-per-view. I don't know. Maybe that's your reason. Buffalo Wild Wings is trash. 4.4. You mean to tell me there's no like really awesome wing place in your town that can beat Buffalo Wild Wings?
Like, we'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings sometimes. Yeah, the wings are pretty good, you know, but fucking 5. No, not, I wouldn't give it a 5-star rating. I'd probably maybe give it a 3.5 because the wings are pretty good. I don't know.
We have a new front runner. Uh-oh. Taco Bell, 4.5 out of 5.
I didn't have stars. A diarrhea at the end of the day. 5 stars.
Yeah. Like you know, I love Poncho's, our Mexican heaven restaurant here. I'm sorry. Taco Bell is not better than Poncho's. Like Mexicans.
You go on that list of Poncho's like 3.8 or something. Like,
oh, that's what people will do. People would totally do that. Maybe it's an expectations thing, right? Like, it's like, well, Taco Bell is probably going to make me have to have my kidney removed, but it didn't, so I'll give it 4 stars. Whereas Poncho's,
who the fuck is that? I don't know.
Yeah. let's see. Pizza Hut, 4.5. No. I'm sorry, no. Wendy's, 4.2. By their standards, that means Wendy's is a shithole. Only 4.2 out of 5?
Jeez.
I mean, look at these... Okay, I will give them this. There's an Asian place here. I'm sorry if this triggers you. There's an Asian place here, and you're going to love its name. It's Ninja Mongolian Hibachi Grill. They just put every Asian word in. Now, so I will say it is great. If you've ever seen my show and I open up a fortune cookie, I'm getting them from there. Oh. And they are a 4.7. So, hey. At least they rated the good local place above those. I'll at least concede that. But those other places shouldn't have gotten over 4 stars.
Putting you on the spot, would you give it a 4.7?
Okay, if I'm being honest and I'm using the star ratings correctly.
Yeah.
Because 5 stars would be the best Asian restaurant.
You're eating at like a Michelin star restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, even if I'm going to say within the confines of your own like genre, so 5 stars is the best Asian restaurant I've ever been to. I'd give it a 4.1, 4.2. Okay. It would get at least a 4. If I had to pick a star and I couldn't do a point, I'd give it 4. It doesn't get 5 because it's not the best. It's not the best I've ever had. It's good. I like it. It's good for Columbia, Tennessee, for sure. And hey, they're actually Asians.
Oh.
Like, it's not Mexicans. Some dude named Carl.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's Asians.
No Mexicans cooking the food?
No, the Mexicans are at Poncho's. They're actually Mexican.
Hey.
Yeah. Not as good as Taco Bell, but you know.
Apparently. Taco Bell's like flipping all over the place.
There's a place that I used to go to all the time in Orlando when I lived down there. Is the best hibachi, like filet mignon and rice that I've ever had. They would get a 5. Okay. This place is just not as good as that. But I do like it a lot for where it is. It's like it's a 4. By the standards of the internet, I basically just said this place is a shithole. Don't ever.
I wonder what
there.
That restaurant you were just mentioning in Orlando. I wonder if they're higher than the Taco Bell.
That's important. Do the people down here there have like more distinguishing tastes? Is it more tourists? What do they say? I don't know. It is much more expensive, and so I think if it's more expensive, people will be more judgmental.
Oh, maybe that. Oh, so anyway, is Poncho's in that list?
No, Poncho's does not lower themselves to having DoorDash deliver their shit.
Okay,
they don't do delivery. You go to Poncho's or you kill yourself. Those are your only Okay. All right. Okay. There's a restaurant here. This is how you know. I'm sorry. I'm from Tennessee, guys. I know this is a big shocker. There's a restaurant here that's been here my whole life. It's called Catfish Campus.
Nice.
Yeah. You'll be shocked to learn what they serve there.
Ice cream.
They might. I don't know. I've never asked. I've never had catfish and ice cream, to be honest with you. Mm. But you think about that. What? Yeah. For our. What ice cream pairs best with catfish? I don't know. So Catfish Campus is not that good. Sorry, guys. I know it's been here forever. It used to be better than it is now. It's one of those places where it was like it was locally owned and operated, and it was run for a long time out of this rundown little building. But all like the local politicians and people would eat there because this was like the great place in town for catfish. It's gone downhill since then. It's got a 4.8 out of 5 stars.
Damn.
This restaurant is not the greatest seafood restaurant on planet Earth.
There must be tourists going through there.
No, what that is that's locals who are like, it's my member berries. I remember when Catfish Campus was good, you guys. Yeah, I bet no one's even ordered from there. They just see Catfish Campus. Oh, I like that place. Yeah. No. Okay, DB's. Now I've said it. So that was the restaurant I was looking up. The pizza place.
No.
I fucked myself.
Dude,
they don't care. Nobody watches this. DB.
They're like, that's the guy that shit on a restaurant, spitting his food. Take a piss in it right now.
Okay, DB's gets a 4.6 on here. Okay, so that's a hard pass. All right, my realistic rating...
2.8. Okay. Let me guess.
It might be lower just because, again, I think Papa John's is better than them. I'm as far as pizza. The atmosphere is nice. The people are super nice. But the pizza, and they are a pizza place. So it's like you can't – I don't care how good your appetizers are. You're a pizza place. You can't have bad pizza at the pizza place. It's not good. So, if anything, it might go lower than 2.8 if I rank. Like, if I give Papa John's a 3, they would have to go down to, like, 2.5.
Yeah.
You know. Subway is 4.7. So, think of all the great hole-in-the-wall sandwich shops that you've ever eaten at. Subway is 4.7? Awesome. No. Jesus. No.
Oh, man.
I'm actually curious what these people rate as not as good. Like, how do I just get rid of the filter? I want that filter to go away. I want to see what places.
Let me give you another code.
Fuckers. Oh, there's a reset button. Okay. I'm going to look for places that are lower than 4. Like, how bad does it have to be lower? So first of all, I'm having to scroll a long way, again, everyone's giving. Okay. I got my order within 24 hours, 5 stars. That's what people are doing. And that's why Crystals is only 4.2. That kind of makes me sad. But also, it's run by retards. But I do love Crystals.
So.
Literal retards run that place. You ever been to a Sonic? You know what Sonic is, right?
Yeah. Okay.
They gave Sonic 4.5.
What?
Nah, man. It's like first of all.
Yeah, I've been to Crystal. Crystal's better than Sonic, I would think.
I would think. Wendy's got 4.2. That's literal shit tier compared to these.
Wendy's better up their game.
Yeah, Wendy's is getting dunked on here.
Yes, they're cooking their burgers. Not just
I can't find a place whose rating starts with a 3.
Yeah, I think once you get into 3.9 territory, you might as well just shut it down.
I haven't found one yet.
Like nobody wants to go to a restaurant if that's what they're literally looking for. They're just looking through all the reviews and they see a 3.9. They're not even considering it. Like 3.9, that place must be in Haiti or something.
I mean, I still haven't. Dude, Popeye's only got 4.1.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know some people who would be unhappy to hear about that. Closer to Butler than Jokic. Yeah. It only got a 4.1.
Oh man. You better watch out. There might be some.
Okay. In their defense, the reason why it might've got 4.1 is because we got a Popeyes here in Columbia now. And we have a Popeyes here.
Oh my gosh. You guys are doing great over there.
Yeah. Yeah, stonks. But there was some controversy not long after it opened because like a 6'4", 300-pound black guy who was running the register went out in the parking lot and body slammed an old white woman.
Damn.
Yeah, almost killed her. Yeah. Apparently, she called him the N-word.
Well, I mean, you know, how are you going to prove that? I mean, his word against hers. I mean, shit.
But, I mean, to hear some people say it, you would say that she got what she deserved.
Maybe she was asking for too many napkins.
Okay, why is Electronic Express on DoorDash? By the way, it gets 4.4 stars.
Oh,
but
well, there you go. I mean, better than freaking Popeyes.
Okay, there is literally no restaurants in my delivery area under 4.1.
Telling you.
That just can't be right. Yeah. It's just... Are you mean to... like? You mean to tell me you live in such an amazing place where there's like 200 restaurants in your town and the worst just piece of shit restaurant, just like the Arby's connected to the gas station by the interstate is a 4.2. You mean to tell me that?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Alan, where can they find your show?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to quit, actually. Oh, but no. Until I do, they go to every platform, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, whatever, by going to Alan Mosley TV. It's Too Late with Alan Mosley. New episodes air every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Big annual event is just under a month away. Oh, my God. We are T-minus under 1 month until the 6th annual It's Too Late live show. It's going to be a blast. We're going to Poncho's. Apparently, we're not going to DB's because it's just a literal hellscape because it's under 4.4.
The manager won't let you in now. They heard you talk shit about their business.
Well, it's... Okay, in my defense, I said they were nice. The pizza
that's true, yeah.
Look, I'm just saying if your pizza... Like, Papa John's is like my Dalton line. If your pizza is worse than Papa John's, you don't make pizza.
Like, it's funny with them. It's, they have good breadsticks, but their pizza, oof.
But if you make pizza better than Papa John's, we can at least entertain your pizza. But if it's worse than Papa John's, you don't make pizza. You're some other kind of establishment, but you're not a pizza place.
So, before we go, I just want to recommend Everybody's Awful, hosted by Jim Florentine. He does a segment sometimes where he does talk about awful Yelp reviews. And the article that we talked about before we got into the whole 4.1 and all that stuff, he had mentioned the article. I was like, oh, we got to totally talk about that because it's crazy. But yeah, so a lot of what he says about all these stupid people, and I was kind of joking about it too. Oh, the freaking burger was too crispy. So it's just move on. You have another meal in a few hours. It's okay. You're going to live. So yeah. Anyway, check that podcast out. Huge fan. I listen to every single episode as of now. And yeah, that's it. So maybe we'll be back next week. We'll see. Alan may have quit. Who knows? I may have quit. I may have lit myself on fire for all I know. I don't know.
Where can people find this podcast?
On YouTube, on BitChute, on Odyssey, if it's still alive. I have no idea. I think it's coming back. I don't know.
Oh, BitChute. Neat.
Yeah, BitChute. Yeah. And a little, you know, inside baseball. I think the numbers on BitChute are a little better on over there than YouTube.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I mean, it's good for BitChute. So, yeah. That's bad.
Making fun of the show here, because you know we're self-deprecating over here. Anyway, have a good night. Bye.